There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin in Israel, where the bodies of Shiri Bibas, her two children, Ariel and Kafir, and journalist Oded Lifshitz have been returned by Hamas this morning. The Bibas family was kidnapped during the October 2023 attack on Kibbutz Nir Oz. The children's father, Yaden, was released in early February. Hamas claims the victims were killed in Israeli airstrikes. The Bibas family has come to symbolize the 251 Israelis abducted during the attack, and the news of Shiri and her two children's deaths has deeply affected both the nation and the world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation last night.
The heart of an entire nation is torn. My heart is torn, yours too. And the heart of the whole world needs to break. Because here we see who we are dealing with, and we are dealing with monsters. We grieve, we are in pain. But we are also determined to ensure that something like this does not happen again.
The bodies have been received by the Red Cross in Israel and will soon undergo DNA testing to confirm their identities in Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, as the nation mourns, this Israeli, Ashley Lahat, has told Chai FM she's heartbroken.
We've all got this 0.001% hope that it's maybe some sick joke of Hamas. And maybe it's not them, but it's really just a helpless hope to just keep us from drowning.
In other news, Israeli actor and singer Idan Amedi has made his highly anticipated return to the stage, performing in front of more than 8,000 people in Jerusalem, Israel last night. One of the stars of the Netflix hit TV series Fauda, Amedi makes his return more than a year after suffering serious injuries in Gaza during battles with Hamas. As he took to the stage, Amedi addressed the crowd with this blessing. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and brought us to this season. Amedi's performance, which opened with his hit song Superman, was a powerful blend of new tracks and fan favorites. The emotional night also included a heartfelt tribute to IDF soldiers who had been held hostage by Hamas. He reserved a special VIP section for them and expressed his joy at their safe return. He said he loved them and is so glad they're home. In the United States, violence erupted in Brooklyn's Borough Park neighborhood last night, after anti-Israel protesters clashed with pro-Israel counter-protesters. The protest, organized by an activist group, targeted an event promoting real estate in Israel. Tensions escalated as protesters chanted inflammatory slogans, including "Zionists, go to hell," and "Settlers, settlers, go back home." Some directed hostile remarks at Jewish pedestrians. Pro-Israel group Betar US had warned of potential unrest with members present to counter their demonstration. Physical altercations broke out between the opposing groups, leading to one arrest. A 42-year-old man was charged with assault after allegedly punching a 61-year-old. The protest's organizer, Pal Order, called for followers to flood Borough Park and oppose the sale of land they deem stolen. And in business news, Israeli cybersecurity company CyberArk Software continues to see impressive growth, with its share price almost tripling in the past 3 years. At the end of 2023, the company's stock surpassed $200, and 10 months later, it crossed the $300 mark. Just last week, CyberArk's share price broke the $400 threshold, pushing its market value past $20 billion. This achievement makes CyberArk the second most valuable Israeli company on Wall Street, trailing only Checkpoint, another cybersecurity firm, and surpassing Teva. Founded in 1999, CyberArk, led by CEO Matt Cohen and Executive Chairman Udi Mokady, specializes in enterprise identity management, securing privileged accounts with organizations. The company went public on NASDAQ in 2014. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.